but overcome evil with good. Romans 12, verses 17 through 21. What sweet reasonableness we find in these verses. Don't carry out your own revenge. Lay down your arms. Take all of the verbal bullets out of your weapon. Place your knife of revenge back into the drawer. Let God be your defender. A personal word with some modern-day Esthers. Somehow, I feel led to write these closing words to a few modern-day Esthers. But in your case, you've not had the respect and trust from your husband she had from hers. You deserve it, but you've not received it. When writing a book on a character as impressive as Esther, where everything turns up roses for her, it's easy for an author like me to stay with and focus on a story only like hers. But let's face it, hers is almost too perfect to seem real. It is real, and I believe it happened just as her life is set forth in Scripture. But it's been my experience that many women, even many women with great character and a love for God, have a life that is far from ideal and anything but enviable. If you are one of them, these words are especially for you, and I mean them with my whole heart. Obviously, I do not know the details of your past. Whatever those details include, there is pain there, and some pretty horrendous heartaches. A few memories you wish you could erase. Some things were said to you that hurt, and some things you said you know hurt someone you cared about. No matter how hard you try, you just cannot get some of those scenes to go away. They're like paintings hanging in the gallery of your mind, permanently etched in the creases of your brain. As you review them, you sigh, and sometimes you cry. But you're an Esther, nevertheless. You sincerely love the Lord your God. You believe His word. You rely on His Spirit, you want His will, you pray for His guidance, you delight in His ways. You're certainly not perfect, but your motives are pure and your heart is soft when it comes to spiritual things. You want most of all to honor your God and to glorify His name. But there are times when you get stuck and a twinge of self-pity slides in the back window of your soul and you feel unappreciated and/or devalued. And you admit, those thoughts disappoint you. Occasionally, they depress you. And in chapters like this one, you also realize that there are still some hidden pockets of resentment, which, when left unguarded, smolder into angry desires to retaliate, to act out your feelings of anger. Perhaps it's safe to say, even strong feelings of bitterness. It's at this tender point of temptation, the enemy of your soul waits in the wings, ready to encourage you to proceed and not hold back. With very persuasive suggestions, he comes to convince you you've taken it long enough. You've graciously and unselfishly held back and gone the second, and third, and fourth, and fifth mile until you've about run out of miles and patience. And so, why not get back? He whispers. Several options emerge, thanks to Lucifer's creativity. Hold back your love and affection. Start fighting fire with fire. Write that harsh letter. If not that, at least let down your purity guard a notch or two. Pay back evil with a little evil. You've got it coming. Before yielding, dear Esther friend of mine, stop. Go back to those words in Romans 12. Read them again. Slowly, quietly but aloud. In doing so, put names in places where they fit. Personalize the passage. Yes, make it extremely personal. If I may add one further thought to all this, work your way through those words with one goal in mind. It's the only solution I have found to retaliation and revenge. The only way I've been able to get past blame and resentment. The only antidote for secret smoldering fires of rage from the pain of my past. Forgiveness. Not until I fully forgave my offenders one by one, name by name, offense by offense, did I gain the mastery over those tendencies within me to get back or get even. I'm suggesting you will discover the same is true for you.